All right, 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We are joined now by Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Ruth? It's okay to call you Ruth?
Of course. Thank you, Tommy, for having me. Good morning.
Everyone would call you chairman, madam chairman, or something like that.
Oh, no. Ruth's great.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to LSU. I graduated in under a human high school.
From what high school?
I actually graduated from St. Joseph's Academy in Baton Rouge.
I knew it wasn't from here because you didn't answer with high school. That doesn't make it bad. I was just curious.
You're right. You tripped me up.
That's all right. Tell me about the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. And I know everybody's got a story, but how did you become chairman? When you were a kid, did you think you wanted to be the chairman of the board of directors of a chamber of commerce? How does that story unfold?
So I'm actually the president of the Jefferson Chamber, a full-time position here. No, I think as a kid, I didn't even
really
know
you?
What it...
Chamber? I'm sorry, chairman? I'm sorry,
chairman.
No, president.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
right.
President, yeah.
I don't think I even knew what a chamber of commerce was as a kid. And I went to law school, graduated law school, and went to work for Jefferson Parish and got really involved there and worked for the administration as well. And then went to do some private work as an attorney as well. You know, after that, and I think this job just kind of melds both the public sector and the private sector perfectly, and I truly enjoy it.
I know New Orleans Magazine listed you as one of the top female achievers of 2022. Let's talk about the survey that you conducted. Why did you conduct it about permitting and, I guess, Jefferson Parish?
So a lot of our businesses, you know, we're a majority small business parish within Jefferson, and we just hear story after story, and with our large businesses, too, of kind of the difficulties that they faced in getting permits through Jefferson Parish and also the planning department. So it's been something that has been on our radar, and at the chamber we do. Our main focus is advocacy and trying to make sure that we have the most pro-business environment within the region, which we're proud of and we think we do. But this was something that certainly needed improvements.
What did it reveal, the survey?
Yeah, so it's actually we had about 100 businesses that participated. It revealed, you know, a lot of things. I think people were about split between their overall satisfaction with the parish process. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say the majority of those businesses were construction and development. So it was the people, you know, that routinely deal with these sort of permitting issues. But I would say people were pretty split between being either satisfied or very satisfied or dissatisfied with the process. And so we were able to see kind of where were the hiccups and what were the suggested improvements.
Does permitting also involve inspection, Ruth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the permitting process, you know, you go through many different departments. You can do an inspector within Jefferson Parish. You can do a third-party inspector. And so there's many layers in the process.
And did they indicate if the people that were not satisfied, was it with obtaining the permit or inspections, or did you drill down that deep?
We did drill down that deep. I think the aspects that were most challenging was the length of time for approval. Mm-hmm. But after that was the communication and, you know, the customer service with the staff. And I think that's kind of, there's a lot of aspects of that, whether it be communication between the departments of the parish. A lot of our respondents stated that there were frustrations with going to the parish and the parish reviewing it, saying you need X, Y, and Z, and then they provide X, Y, and Z, and they go back to the parish, and now they need even more, you know, there are even more requirements. So I think there's several layers of reviews that have been happening that have really delayed people.
So take me through the process, because I was driving through Old Metairie yesterday, and I saw, believe it or not, a vacant lot, and I'm thinking, you know, if I win a Powerball, I'm buying that. What does it look like from that point? If I want to build a house, I apply for a permit with the office, and then what happens as far as zoning and who has to approve what?
Right. So if it's zoned correctly as you buy it, then you don't need to go through, you know, if you wanted to build a residential house and it's zoned for residential property, you know, you don't need to go through the zoning process. So that's kind of separate. Mm-hmm. The permitting, you know, you have to submit a full, complete set of plans. Mm-hmm. And that includes everything, if it's commercial, parking lots, curb cuts, drainage. But then those plans, you know, usually are reviewed depending on the project by inspection and code enforcement, site plan review with the engineering department, the utility section of the engineering department, fire prevention, sometimes environmental and development control, the state fire marshal. I mean, there's probably 10 or so different processes that some of these projects have to go through.
And you can take a break for traffic right now. When we come back, you can tell me what the plans are moving forward, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Sounds good. Ruth Lawson, our guest, president of the Jefferson Parish Chamber of Commerce. Any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. We're talking to Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, about Jefferson Parish and how businesses there feel about the permitting process. They did a survey. Ruth, let me ask you real quick, just so I understand the process. And you said if it's already zoned that way. If it's not zoned that way, then I would need a zoning variance, and that would go before the council?
Correct. And you would go through several layers. But yes, eventually it would go through the council and be approved or not approved by the council, the full council.
See, I'm learning stuff.
Well, good. That's the point.
Yeah, it is the point. That's exactly right. Tell me about the plan moving forward to make it even better, the permitting process.
Of course. So to Parish President Lee Shane's credit, she organized a task force on the permitting and planning. And so we've got a big group, probably about 20 of us of dedicated professionals just trying to improve the process. And so we've been meeting for several months now. And this was one of the reasons we did this survey, was to get a broader voice of business. And so we're going forward, learning the process, learning everything that needs to be done. I think some of the suggested improvements that either the parish is going to implement or has already implemented is some training, both on the applicant side, but also on the staff side, for the applicant, you know, really providing more information up front on what they need. A lot of times our businesses have to go and hire a consultant or an attorney to navigate the process. Mm-hmm. And that's not always feasible for everyone.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Right, right. So we, you know, more training on the applicant side before they apply, and then also some customer service training. I think there's some issues with hiring and their starting salary and trying to get, you know, good trained professionals in the departments as well.
And it goes to leadership as well, right? I was talking to Vance Hayward yesterday, CEO of Camellia Beans, and he was talking about the importance of team when it comes to an effective organization. It all starts at the top.
Of course. And, you know, Cynthia has built an incredible team. And I think that this has been a issue for many, many parish presidents, not just her. I hope that we can continue to improve it.
You don't have to sing her praises to me. I'm one of her biggest fans. Thank you, Ruth. A pleasure Great. Talking to you. I hope you come back.
Thanks, Tommy. Would love to.
You bet. Ruth Lawson, you too. President of Louisiana Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. We come back, we're going to talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. About the Saints, they got a new receiver, in case you've not heard, from the Denver Broncos. I don't know how much they'll be able to pick his brain for Saturday's game, or if they even will. And then we'll talk to Jason Williams, New Orleans DA, about how we're going to deal with gun violence, how we've gotten gun violence on a downturn and how we can keep it going. Then we're going to spend an hour talking about cryptocurrency. We started to talk about this last week and just skim the surface, so we're going to take a deep dive into cryptocurrency. If you plan on investing in it, what you need to know, should you, who should, who shouldn't. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.